T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It's 44 degrees. Craig Allen says we expect today's going to be cloudy. Still pretty warm for this time of the year, the high right around 50.
New Jersey synagogue took some extraordinary steps to protect itself, and those measures came in handy over the weekend. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us with the latest on the hunt for a fire bomber on the loose in Bloomfield. Sean.
Well, I can tell you still at this hour, Bloomfield police, they're making the rounds, keeping vigil here at Temple Ner Tamid. It was in the pre-dawn darkness Sunday that a masked man lobbed a Molotov cocktail at the entrance. But it bounced off the thick glass and it burned out. In light of rising anti-Semitism, the congregation had already increased security. They put in shatterproof doors. And there are cameras. Cameras captured this firebomber in action. He slipped away down Broad Street. Rabbi Mark Katz ended an email to his congregation with this perspective.
And I know that my congregation and the Jewish community is not the only community that is hurting and that is scared right now, especially in light of everything that's been happening this week. To the AAPI community, the African American community, and just know that even in our darkest times, we stand in solidarity with them. And we hope that they do as well with us.
Local, state, and federal authorities are investigating. The rabbi says churches and mosques in the area, they've been calling him, reaching out to offer support. In Bloomfield, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
And Sean, in the decades that they've been tracking this, anti-Semitic incidents were at an all-time high in the U.S. in 2021. The ADL today will release its latest survey on anti-Semitic attitudes and beliefs among Americans. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall joins us live with the story. Soph?
And Wayne, in New York City, half of all the reported hate crimes involve Jewish victims, and the total number of anti-Semitic criminal incidents jumped 41% last year. And Scott Richmond, the regional director of the New York and New Jersey Anti-Defamation League, says a new survey set to be released at 10 a.m. shows deterioration of how Americans view the Jewish population.
These findings are not just to disturb us. It's more than that. These findings are meant to help us understand the nature, the size, the scope of the problem, and provide a sense of what drives anti-Semitic attitudes.
He says one big problem, anti-Semitic attitudes that are shown on social media. Wayne and Paul.
Sophia Hall on the story this morning. Some asylum seekers are refusing to pack up and leave a Midtown hotel as the city prepares to relocate them to the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal on the waterfront.
These migrants say the cruise terminal is inhumane and many now camping outside the Watson Hotel in tents donated by activist groups and neighbors here on 57th Street. Among them, Franklin from Venezuela, speaking through Sergio Tupac Usurin, a spokesperson for NYC Ice Watch.
He can get people who are offering, you know, to give him a little bit of work. So he Red Hook, there's no opportunity to do that. And the cruise terminal being by the water, being so cold, there's no transportation after 11 o'clock at night. It's just not conditions in which he can make money.
Some of the migrants went on buses yesterday to the terminal only to come back and tell others not to go. The hotel here not letting them return. Meanwhile, New Yorkers coming to show their support.
We've even had neighbors literally that live on the block come by and donate money, offer legal advice.
In Hell's Kitchen, Samantha Liebman, WCBS 880 News.
Let's wait for some brightening today and some warm weather again today. One last time, here's Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Yeah, one more 50-degree day in the forecast here. Sun's up now, actually. 7:08 was sunrise. But there is a lot of cloudiness out there, and it's going to take a lot to get some breaks of sunshine based on the satellite picture, but some and then it's still mild, about 50. Tonight, cloudy with a passing rain shower or two. Maybe a rain or snow shower as it starts getting a little colder tonight. Lows 30 to 35. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun with a breezy day, a much cooler day. It stays near 40. And Wednesday, even a little bit chillier, 34 to 38. Right now in the city, we still have 44, humidity 67%, and a light southwest breeze.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.